After a few tense minutes, he entered a small clearing. Luckily, it was covered in soft grass that was quiet enough to walk on and just about tall enough to provide him with some cover. The Chowkee hut was roughly square and made of whitewashed mud bricks with a corrugated iron roof. Directly facing him was an open door, and there were small sash windows on either side of the hut, both open to provide a through draught and let in some cool air on a hot April day. Outside, an old battered jeep was parked beside a tall, thin flagpole from which fluttered a slightly frayed Indian flag. Over the doorway, a little half-forgotten notice board announced, "Welcome. Keep out. Strictly no visitors. By order of Forest Department." Inside, he could just make out the voices of two forest guards. It seemed they were having a very serious conversation, and certainly paid no attention to the little tiger outside. This was the first time Bitu had been so close to real, live people. Normally, whenever they saw anyone in the forest, he and his sister Matty did what their mother always told them to do. They were to run off, hide under a bush, keep very quiet, and wait for the humans to go.